Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC New York Public Radio, this is The Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Brian Lehrer. This is just one segment of our show, but every interview is available on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
Estimados amigos, hace cuatro años tuve el gran honor de ser elegido su alcalde.
Well, maybe you better stick to Connecticut politics rather than El Barrio politics. Mayor Bloomberg during one of his own re-election campaign commercials. And you may know that today, November 1st, All Saints Day, All Souls Day tomorrow. But among Mexicans, it is also the Day of the Dead, a day for remembering those who have died, especially in the last year, and celebrating their lives. It's just one of many Latino traditions practiced increasingly in our area, and with New York City's population now more than a quarter Latino, those of you who are not, and even many of you who are, might need a guide. And so come my next guests with their new book, Nueva York, The Complete Guide to Latino Life in the Five Boroughs, published by the St. Martin's Press, a book that tells us to, yes, go dancing at Ibiza in the Bronx, but no, do not ask your Latino friends to speak Spanish only with you as a personal immersion class. The authors of Nueva York are Catalina Gonzalez and Seth Kugel, both freelance journalists, she formerly of the Daily News, he placing articles here and there on travel, Latino life, and New York City. Catalina, welcome back. Seth, welcome to WNYC. Thanks.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thanks, Brian.
So how does someone named Seth Kugel write a book on Nueva York?
When I first got to New York after college, I was a bilingual teacher in the Bronx through Teach for America, and it sort of took me in as an English-speaking gringo, and 3 years later spit me out as a merengue-dancing, Spanish-speaking, better-than-Bloomberg pseudo-Latino.
Better than Bloomberg's easy, judging from that. Catalina, have you ever eaten Kugel?
Yes, I love Kugel, okay. And I can actually make Kugel.
We need no look further. That's enough on Kugel for this. We need look no further than the introduction of your book that sketches out a sample day for someone who wants to be a Nueva York tourist in our town. Let's just go through this day a little. It might be fun. You start with breakfast at El Malecón on the Upper West Side. Take us to El Malecón.
El Malecón is a Washington Heights institution, and one of the, you know, and it's open 24 hours a day. So, you know, the last time we were there, we actually ran into some people. Do you remember where they were from? I think they were from Orlando, Seth, who were visiting in town and were, went to Malecón specifically. It's like, okay, I'm back in New York. I got to go to El Malecón, you know. Dominican family, of course.
What's on the menu?
Oh, chicken, the best roast chicken.
But of course, if you're having breakfast there, you're probably going to get mangu, which is a mashed plantain with a lot of butter in it. And you're going to get my favorite salami and fried cheese, which is fried salami and fried cheese, mind you.
And fried eggs.
Not good for you, but yummy.
Yes.
And next up, El Taller Latinoamericano in this sample day of yours. What's that?
Well, it's an organization that is both has arts presentations and language classes, and just a really warm place. And we suggest going to see just the entrance of the place, which is this great art inspired by both Mexican and Brazilian themes by the resident artist Angelo Romano,
who's a sculptor. Listeners, we're going to open the phones. Do you have a Latino cultural find that you want to share with us? Is there a stand with divine tacos you want to tell us about? Have you discovered the ultimate churro? Or perhaps you are taking merengue lessons? Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 with your Nueva York Latino cultural finds, 212-433-WNYC. Okay, so next, you take a livery cab, of course, to the ball fields in Red Hook Park, where you watch soccer and nosh. Maybe, Seth, that was your word in the book, nosh.
Actually, that was mine.
That was yours. Well, you cook kugel, so on Ecuadorian ceviche. What's ceviche?
Ceviche is basically a fish that's been, quote-unquote, cooked with citrus. You put pieces of fish and seafood and citrus, and, you know, they get the citrus basically chemically cooks them. So, and this has become really popular in a lot of restaurants in New York, but getting the ceviche, particularly the ceviche that you get in Red Hook Ball Field, is this huge plastic container for $5, and it is one of the most delicious things I've ever had.
It's also like it's a pan. The Red Hook Ball Fields are like a pan Latin restaurant all in one place, but each chef from each different country, as opposed to one chef trying to mix stuff together.
Any great taquerias in the neighborhood?
In Red Hook, there actually is one whose name completely escapes me right this second. The thing about New York that has really changed is that there are wonderful taquerias in a hell of a lot more places in New York than there used to be.
Go ahead.
I would say I have to plug one taqueria. It is absolutely my favorite. It's a couple of blocks from my new house. It's on the corner of about 82nd, 83rd, and Roosevelt. And
Queens.
I'm there in Queens, yes. And I'm there all the time. I just can't seem to avoid stopping by there for their carnitas tacos on the way home from wherever I'm coming from.
Which is?
Where I'm coming from?
The name of it?
Oh, it's called El Guicho. El Guicho. You can't really see the name. It's just kind of sitting there on the corner. It's a street stand.
Qué rico. Chris in Greenwich, you're on WNYC. Hello, Chris.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I grew up in Southern California. My father is a Mexican American now, and we always had such wonderful markets in our town everywhere to buy Mexican food, whether it be the masa for tamales or different sauces. And I find it very hard here to not forget. But even in New York, to find markets.
Well, there's actually a lot of places in New York now where you could buy Mexican groceries, but I am going to put in a little caveat. I lived in California for many years, and I agree with you. There's a lot of things that you cannot find here in New York, even with the large Mexican population here, that are the kinds of things you find in Southern California. Masa is the perfect example. There's not a single place in New York where you could buy masa, which you use to make tortillas, or there's another masa for tamales and all that kind
exactly.
of stuff. And even though there's all these tortilla factories in New York, they all use maseca, which is the, the flour. They don't
right.
make their own masa. So,
why would that be?
I don't know. We're not quite sure. I mean, we've talked to the owners of some of these places, and I just don't know why they don't do it. They, it would be great if they
did. We should
point
out to the caller that I bet she couldn't find the greatest Dominican and Puerto Rican products where she comes from in California, though. So
yeah, well, maybe there's room there for a Mexican-American entrepreneur.
Yeah, but in terms of markets, I would say just hit Sunset Park, hit East Harlem, hit Jackson Heights. There are lots of great, fresh Mexican products. There's even a lot of farmers that grow Mexican vegetables and herbs and sell them at farmers markets and sell them at different markets.
So, Chris, before you go, since you're Mexican-American, are you doing anything to observe the Day of the Dead today?
Other than taking my kids to mass this afternoon, no.
Well, that's something.
Well, I would suggest if you are anywhere near East Harlem that you go up to Union Settlement Hall. They have this really amazing community event today, starting at 4 o'clock for kids, and a big ceremony, dance, music, huge, beautiful altar, and that's in East Harlem at 2nd Avenue and 3rd Avenue and 98th Street.
What you'll hear is also a great group of kids playing mariachi music from the Mariachi Academy. And in addition to them, you'll also hear one of the best mariachi groups in New York, Mariachi Real de Mexico, which will be performing as well.
Catalina Gonzalez and Seth Kugel, my guests on WNYC, authors of Nueva York, The Complete Guide to Latino Life in the Five Boroughs. Is the Day of the Dead celebrated much differently here in New York than in Mexico, as far as either of you know?
Well, I mean, in the United States, it's observed in very, very different ways. And the one thing that I noticed is I was covering the Mexican community like probably, you know, 10, 12 years ago. And one of, again, knowing, being familiar with the way that this was celebrated in California, that, you know, Day of the Dead, there were tons and tons of events in San Francisco and LA and a lot of those other communities. I was looking around for, knowing that there were already a lot of Mexican immigrants here, I was looking around for similar celebrations here. And about 10 or 12 years ago, basically what you would find is people setting up altars in their own home, but not really having any sort of public events. And when we were looking up stuff for, you know, to talk about today, we found tons of events in New York. So that, you know, so that growing. Are community events.
And of course, the Mexican-American community in New York has grown so much since then.
It's an amazing change. I mean, you can see it in East Harlem. You can see it in Jackson Heights. You can, of course, see it in Sunset Park.
And you say celebrate Day of the Dead. It's a celebration holiday, even though it's to remember the dead, including the recent dead.
Well, it's not only to remember the dead, it's actually to invite the dead back to sample some of their favorite foods and set up altars to them. But it's nothing like a seance, Brian. It's not spooky in any way.
We save that for Halloween night.
Exactly.
Bill in Warwick, you're on WNYC. Hello, Bill.
No, my name's Gilbert. Sorry.
Gilbert, I'm sorry. Hi.
No problem. I'm crazy with something called chimichurris. They're the kind of a sandwich they sell in the streets of Upper New York, Washington Heights.
Yeah.
Like open 24 hours in the streets. You know anything about that?
Oh, we know. I lived in Washington Heights for about 9 years, and I may have left because I had one too many chimichurris. There's a whole section in the book about them. They are essentially, I don't think it's incorrect to call them Dominican hamburgers.
You know,
essentially.
Yeah, and you know, and the trucks are also this sort of focal point for nightlife, you know, after you go out dancing and you just want that little bite before you go home.
That little chunk of fried cow heart or something like that.
Yeah, you stop by a chimichurri truck.
Huh?
Yeah, no, it's like a lot of times, I mean, it's delicious, but you might be better off not asking exactly what part of the cow
you want
that
the chimichurri.
Is.
That's the hamburger. That's the novice level chimichurri truck buy.
Justin in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Justin.
Hi there. I'm wondering if you guys can tell me where is the best place in the city to buy Mambo records.
Well, do you want to take that one?
Well, sure. I mean, I think Carolina will agree with me that it's probably Casa Latina on 116th Street in East Harlem. A great spot, and they'll find anything for you that you want within 2 seconds of your asking for it.
The other thing I would recommend is Descarga.com, which is a website. I mean, it's based here in New York, but they have the best selection of old records that you're going to find.
By the way, that's not Mambo we're listening to.
That's not Mambo, but it is reggaeton. Puerto Rican reggaeton.
Yeah.
Even though the tour that we're on takes us to a Dominican dance club called Ibiza in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
They dance to Puerto Rican reggaeton there?
Well,
reggaeton has pretty much taken over these days, much as a few years ago Dominican bachata took over Puerto Rican and Ecuadorian and Mexican spots. It's a pretty, you know, whatever music is hot, everyone will listen to it.
And this is kind of a mix of what they call bachata and reggaeton.
That's right. You can hear the guitar, the bachata guitar, and one of the things that reggaeton is known for is its great mixes and mixing all kinds of different styles together. But at its base, reggaeton is a sort of Jamaican hip hop salsa mixture.
All right, we're all dancing in here. All right, what,
Brian, so, you got great moves.
So, Catalina, why did you write a? It's a good thing this is radio. That's all I can say. Why did you write a guidebook to Latino New York? Who did you write the book for, ultimately? This has been great fun. Is it for non-Latino readers to explore another aspect of New York or a guide for people on the inside?
Well, I mean, I think it's both, because one of the things that you find among Latinos, you know, one of the questions we get is, well, don't Latinos already know about Latino culture? And well, chances are if you're Dominican, you know a lot about Dominican culture. If you're Puerto Rican, you know a lot about Puerto Rican culture, but you may not know about Colombian or Mexican or Ecuadorian or, you know, the Argentinian tango spots or things like that. So if you're Latino, you may not know that. If you've moved to the suburbs, you may not know anymore where to go hang out or where the cool spots are anymore or where the new restaurants are. If you're not Latino, I mean, we hear this a lot. Both of us, we would hear a lot from our friends. Gosh, I really love this stuff, but I just get very intimidated. And we just really wanted to make, you know, Latino culture a lot less, I guess, intimidating. And, you know, and the thing is that Seth can attest to this from his experience is, you know, if you just have a little patience, a little respect, and you don't even have to know English, I mean, Spanish that well, you will be welcome.
And I can't tell you, Brian, how many places I go to, dance places or restaurants, that there's not a single other white person there besides myself, mm-hmm. and it's just criminal. I mean, people should be going outside of Manhattan, outside of Midtown Manhattan, to go experience some of these places.
Is the book also available in Spanish?
We wish it were. It's not yet. You know, we're working on it.
But you do have an event. Catalina and Seth will be at the Museum of the City of New York this Saturday at 3 o'clock to talk about the changes in Latino culture here in New York. That's the Museum of New York, City of New York, 103rd and 5th Avenue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saturday afternoon at 3. The book is called Nueva York, The Complete Guide to Latino Life in the Five Boroughs. It's published by the St. Martin's Press. We have 10 seconds for one more tip. Who wants it?
Well, if you want some great Peruvian intestinal food, you should go to Junction Boulevard in Queens to a place called La Leña.
You make it sound so appetizing. Thanks a lot, you guys. Thanks for listening to The Brian Lehrer Show from WNYC New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.